shall live. I will testify. I will testify. Transformational love continue to be what we speak in all that we do, in all that we say. In Christ's name, amen. Boy, I was just washed. I was just washed with those words. June is such a powerful month for us. Do you realize that when Disney World started, we were not in their radar? Yeah. And this weekend, we're everywhere in Disney World because it's gay days at Disney World. June is Pride Month. And what a gift it is for us to testify to God's love. Amen. And to the miracle of this place. This is a miracle. Believe me, 45 years ago, people didn't even have this in their radar as a possibility. In the same ways that this man went to the pool of Bethesda, struggling to imagine getting in the water was truly a possibility. Listen to what him and Jesus say. There was a man who was an invalid. We don't really know what was wrong with him. We don't even know his name. Has there ever been a time in your life when you were an unnamed person to the world? When Jesus saw him lying there and learned he had been in this condition for a long time, now let me help you with that. He says he'd been coming to the pool for 38 years. That's 13,870 days. Come on. That's a long time. That's long enough to create a pattern. Because what do we know about him? He got up every day and found his way to the pool. Now, we don't know how he found his way there, but if he needs help getting in the pool, he probably needed some help getting there. Amen. But everybody got in front of me and I couldn't get in. Come on. And Jesus said, do you want to get healed? Now, can't you just see this like conversation happening? You know, the guy is telling him a very well rehearsed story. We all have them. You know, those stories of pain and suffering that are usually the first story we share with some gorgeous date of possibility for me. That's right. Mamacita knows. And Jesus hears every, you know, all the reasons why he never made it into the water. And then he says, really? So what's up? Do you really want to get healed? How dare you? I don't find my way to the edge of the water every day for 17,870 days because I don't want to get healed. What do you think? Well, maybe he said that, maybe he didn't. I was just kind of bringing our energy to the conversation. Sir, the invalid replied, oh, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes ahead of me. Do you like get that? How rude. I mean, for 38 years, I've been trying to get in the water and people just cut in front of me, just like in traffic. No one here does that. Just saying. Then Jesus says to him, listen, dude. You want to get healed? Get up. Get up. Pick up your mat. And walk. Now, there's some very important information here. You see, this was the Sabbath. And no one's supposed to like do any work on the Sabbath, right? So Jesus says to this guy, dude, get up and pick up your mat. Do you think he's like, wow, Jesus, you know, Jewish law says that we really aren't supposed to work on this day, and I don't know, I don't want to get in trouble. It could be a really bad thing here. No, he got up. He got up. He picked up his mat, and he walked. Yes. Huge! This isn't like just some little fairy tale story here. There's something for us to learn. The opportunity for us to look at our patterns, our excuses, our reasons. This gives us the opportunity to celebrate broken patterns. If you have quit smoking or have addressed some habit or are living in sobriety and you feel comfortable, would you stand up and let us thank you and support you and praise you? know what it looks like to break those bad habits. You got a whole cloud of witnesses right here in this room. I thought it would be interesting to see what kind of help is on the internet for breaking bad habits. So I typed in, breaking bad habits. And on the first page, this is what I got. Tips for breaking bad habits and developing good ones, pickthebrain.com. 3 easy steps to breaking bad habits, WebMed. Breaking bad habits, NIH, News and Health. 4 powerful tips to breaking bad habits, Life Optimized. Breaking bad habits in 28 days, lifeback.org. How to break bad habits, depression.about.com. Break bad habits that hurt your finances, banknote.com. Breaking bad habits the Kaizen way, bodycapable.com. 6 steps to breaking bad habits, the changing blog. That was the first page. There's hope for us. 6 steps to breaking bad habits says this. Recognize the pattern is a bad habit. Hello. Don't you wish you'd have written this blog? I mean, that is like brilliant. Recognizing the pattern. Developing solid reasons to change and keep these reasons in front of your mind. This is the why. Just like Jagger said, well, if somebody bets me a lot of money was the inference, a lot of money, then I could break the habit and forget that I ever did it after some period of time, after they pay me. That's on you, Grandma. But how quick he was to be able to recognize a bad habit. Discover the triggers or patterns that started the behavior in motion. Isn't that the work of recovery? Interrupting the pattern or cycle early in its process. Discovering and developing a replacement process. Performing the replacement process or processes until the unwanted a habit is gone, and then repeat the former 6 patterns to break the bad habit. You see, this man had to decide whether or not he really wanted to be healed, or was the investment in his story more important than the healing? That's a tough challenge for us who are really invested in our story of illness or of harm or of pain. Have you ever been stalked by the need to forgive? Like every time you turn around, there's another reason. Somebody's right there inviting you to open yourself to forgive. Not forgiving is a bad habit. And we got lots of good reasons to not forgive. Hello. But who does it hurt? Robs our soul. Ralph Marston says, fighting against a sense of despair will only make it worse. Instead of letting despair feed on itself, do something positive and proactive to break the pattern. When you become angry about being angry, that will only make you more angry. The more intensely you feel your frustration, the more frustrated you will become. This is rocket science here, folks. Matt, can you do something about the air? Thank you. Don't make your negativity stronger by fighting against it. Instead, make it relevant and irrelevant and powerless by turning your attention and putting your energy in a radically different direction. Isn't that the work of sobriety? Isn't that the work of changing habits? What happens when we don't have a habit of prayer? Hello. We only pray when we need God. What about all the times when God needs us? Hello, what about all the times when God needs us? How are we in tune with that calling, with that need? If prayer is not a part of our daily practice, Ralph says, be outrageous and unreasonably positive. Don't you just, like, can't stand those people? Be outrageous and unreasonably positive? What? Be funny and creative and ridiculous and joyful at all times. Isn't that the call of the gospel? Smile, laugh, and be enthusiastic about life when you have no reason to. By breaking the negative patterns, you may create some great reasons to live in to all you have called to be and do. This man picked up his mat. And you know what that did? That fueled some great controversy about Jesus' call and his mission and his ministry. Because he healed a man on the Sabbath. He decided not to play in to the what ifs. He decided not to get caught up in spiritual laws that don't make a difference in the world. How often do we find ourselves in that place? The man who was healed, Scripture says, had no idea it was Jesus that healed him. For Jesus had slipped away from the crowds. How often are our lives touched and we really have no idea that it was God working through hands and hearts? Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning or something worse may happen to you." Oh, now that's just not scripture we want to read, right? Because we don't want to have to look at the fact that how we live and move and have our being impacts the end result. Come on. The man went away and told the Jewish leaders it was Jesus who healed him. As I think about this scripture, the challenges of our healing, of our willingness to step into the realities that some of how we live and move and have our being are just nothing more than bad habits, are like getting pebbles stuck in your shoe. You ever got a pebble stuck in your shoe? Amen. Who's never had a pebble stuck in their shoe? And I'm not just talking about a real pebble in a shoe. But let's just go there for a minute. What happens? You start hobbling, right? You try to like shake it. Shake, you know, move it. So you just look a little odd. You know, it's a new walk. You try to move it around in your shoe, and finally you just gotta get it out, and you take it and you tap on it and you shake it out. But you know what? You still feel it. Right? For a while. These opportunities for us to open ourselves up, to recognize what gets in the way of our opportunity, to name it, to change it, only makes room for something new and exciting. And believe me, if you don't think the transformation that's happened in your life isn't exciting, there are lots of people who long for it. There are lots of people in our city, in our state, in our country, in our world, who long for what you have, to know that God loves you. And nobody gets to decide that. Nobody can take it away. It's your gift. It's your birthright. My friends, I invite you to join me as we testify to love. For as long as we shall live, we will be a witness in the silences when words are not enough. With every breath we take, we will give thanks to God above. For as long as we shall live, we will testify to love. Will you join me in prayer? God, we thank you for the ways in which love lives large in our hearts and in our lives, in our opportunities to serve. Bless us, O God, as we continue to open ourselves up to all of the ways in which